Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Essan Koman, Head of MENA Research and Strategy. It's Friday, 22nd May 2020, and we're publishing this podcast on MUFGEMEA.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher. So Essan, while the spread of the coronavirus continues to linger, there seems to be a concerted effort to reopen economies across the world. But how is this tallying up with the recovery in global oil demand? Do you think we're now over the worst?
So yes, big picture, I think we are over the worst, but we're certainly not out of the woods. And demand remains fundamentally weak, and we are far away from pre-COVID-19 levels, which we believe won't return back until the third quarter of 2021. Now, some good news. Whilst the initial phased easing in lockdown restrictions is supporting the increase in oil demand, following the nadir in COVID-19 demand evisceration that was witnessed last month in April at minus 26 million barrels per day, according to our models. So April was the trough in demand destruction. Now, from here onwards, our bottom-up country-by-country modelling estimates point to global oil demand rebounding and printing at minus 17 million barrels per day and minus 12 million barrels per day for May and June, respectively. And the largest improvements that we are being witnessed is through gasoline road transportation activity, particularly in China, the US, as well as in Germany, and to a lesser extent, the UK, as recorded by Apple's high frequency mobility trends data. And moreover, we are witnessing that flight tracking data is demonstrating that aviation activity is rebounding, albeit from very low base levels. So indeed, we are already starting to see the total number of flights on a global basis beginning to rise, suggesting that we are past the worst from global jet fuel demand, with the total number of flights taken worldwide reaching over 90,000 in mid-May, compared to the trough of just over 46,000 that occurred on the 12th of April. So we are talking over 110% rise from this trough in terms of global total flights as of today. Now, after this initial restart, our expectation is that the rate of improvement will steadily decelerate, as a return to pre-COVID-19 levels will be gradual, with signs of the initial pent-up rebound in demand is already giving way to some more modest subsequent recovery across developed economies, and with a lag also amongst emerging markets. And as such, our estimates project that global oil demand only mildly may recover over the summer months. Now, the premise of our estimates are built on the experience of the Chinese demand recovery, approximately halving of a demand hit in each month. And separately, in similar vein, given the robust normal positive correlation between global GDP and global oil demand, we also account for the disproportionate hit to oil demand during the COVID-19 crisis, as oil is central to transportation, which is in turn central for social interactions, and hence the reason why global oil demand disruption is roughly, in our view, 2 to 4x the global economic growth hit. And so all of this in mind, we expect a desynchronized recovery first between the US and other developed markets, and which the latter is likely to experience a more gradual recovery, and between China and other EMs, where the latter is likely to face the headwinds of higher urban population density combined with weaker healthcare systems.
And away from demand, how is the supply side of global oil markets faring?
So on the supply side of the oil equation, deep and impressive OPEC Plus supply cuts, along with forced non-OPEC Plus production shut-ins and curtailments, are eroding the supply glut. Now, whilst official production and export data is yet to be released, vessel tracking data suggests that compliance with the 9.7 million barrels per day of cuts from the 1st of May, plus the additional 1.2 million barrels per day in further pledge cuts by Saudi, the UAE and Kuwait, looks very promising in our view. Indeed, compliance with the OPEC Plus cuts has been a central driver of the tentative recovery in the front end of prices. And outside the OPEC Plus, production appears to be falling robustly. The US and Canada could be down approximately 3.1 million barrels per day in May. Canadian supply has already declined by more than a million barrels per day. And domestic prices, so this is primarily the Western Canada Select crude benchmark, is now recovering from very low levels, currently trading at roughly around $24 per barrel from a trough of a mere $4 per barrel on the 21st of April. And separately, our forecast is for US oil output falling from a peak of 13.1 million barrels per day in March to a mere 9.9 million barrels per day by August, and then thereafter recovering. So we are talking of a more than 3 million barrels per day hit to US oil production by COVID-19. And just on net, and taking a step back on the fundamentals picture, the sharp bull market rebalancing continues to garner momentum, in our view, driven by both supply and demand improvements, which is progressing in line with our above consensus expectations that we have been advocating in recent weeks. And the sheer velocity of supply curbs, and that's voluntary OPEC plus, as well as involuntary forced production shut-ins in the US and Canada, in conjunction with the ongoing reopening of economies across the world, is driving all markets to become instantaneously balanced, with the equilibrium of supply equating demand by late May, early June, in our view, and hence the reason why we believe that global oil markets are now entering this inflection point with a deficit to follow by mid-June.
And what's next for oil prices, and where does MUFG stand with its forecast, Ehsan?
So by and large, we remain resolutely bullish on oil prices. However, we would caution the current relief rally, which could prove vulnerable in our view in the immediate term. And the most notable shift will likely be a decline in implied volatility, with a firmer leg higher on the front end of the price curve, requiring a little bit more patience. Indeed, we may believe that the decline in implied volatility is the most convincing near-term trading opportunity in the oil market at the moment, followed by further curves flattening, where with it in turn limited volatility adjusted opportunities in trading spot oil prices. So with this, we view that a holding pattern with a range-bound oil prices could emerge in the next 2 to 3 weeks, as lingering concerns over the economic damage wrought by COVID-19 will counter optimism of the deep and very impressive OPEC plus supply cuts, along with the forced shut-ins from non-OPEC plus, that is eroding supply cuts. And so we view that the next leg higher in prices taking a firm hold will likely happen once the market is moving to a deficit by mid-June. And we see material upside risks to our end Q2 forecast of Brent at $32 per barrel and WTI at $28 per barrel. So just to sum up, and what is driving us being very long oil further out is the further reopening of economies across the world in the weeks ahead, alongside higher decline rates. We've had lost shut-in capacity, as well as materially higher cost of capital for oil markets, which all set the stage for global oil markets in deficit by mid-June, ultimately leading to higher prices. And from there onwards, the structural outcome of the ongoing rebalancing is leading to our models to forecast Brent ending Q3 and Q4 at 36 and 46 respectively, with clear upside risks, and rising thereafter to average $55 per barrel in 2021.
Right, thanks very much for your insight, Ehsan. Have a good week and speak to you soon.
You too, Ona. Talk soon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.